The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Then I'll elaborate a little bit more on this. Won't go a long time today. If you'll give me about 20 to 30 minutes, I want to explain to you why I personally believe that the vax is not the mark of the beast, but it is conditioning society for the mark of the beast. I want to say that again, and then I'm going to explain why I want to talk about this today. I'm going to be talking about today, again, first of all, before we talk about this, let me welcome all of our podcast listeners, our viewers here on Facebook Live, YouTube, whatever you may be joining us from. Today, I'm going to be talking about why the vax, I believe, is not the mark, but is conditioning society for the mark. Now, why am I going to talk about this today? I have received numerous emails, messages, texts from sincere believers, those in the body of Christ who are grieved, they're vexed, they're saddened, and they're very fearful because they have had other people, other believers, even pastors, tell them that if they take the vaccine, that they have damned themselves to hell, and they have convinced them that it's the mark of the beast. So that is very disturbing to me, and that's why I want to talk about this today. So listen, this is going to be controversial. Everyone is not going to agree with me. There's going to be people that's going to be mad at me, and there's going to be people that's going to agree with me, and that's the beauty of it. So all I ask is for everyone on our social media account that's live here on Facebook, if they can be very diplomatic about this and not argue and strive. People want to argue the whole time and not listen. So I want to present to you three reasons why I believe personally. Again, everybody's got an opinion, but I'm going to give to you three reasons today why I believe the vax is not the mark of the beast, but that it's conditioning society for the mark of the beast. All right, so let's get right into this thing. Revelation 13, 16, and 18. This is where it's all going to home in on. Revelation 13, 16 through 18. But before we get there, I want to leave this up on the screen, and I want to read to you starting at verse 1, and then when we get to 16, you're going to have it right there on your screen. So we're going to start with Revelation 13, 1. And we're going to go down to all the way down to verse 18. So you pull this up here. You can follow with me. John the Revelator says, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea. That is the Antichrist. He had 7 heads, 10 horns, and upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his heads, the names of blasphemy. And the beast, which I saw likened unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority." So he tells you that Satan gives the Antichrist authority and the voice. Then in verse 3, "And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast." That would be Satan. "And they worshiped the beast." That would be the Antichrist, saying, "Who is likened unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given to him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and powers was given unto him to continue 42 months. That is during the tribulation. And he opened his mouth into blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him to him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life for the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. And he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. And he that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints." Now, verse 11. "And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon." Again, this is another beast. This Most scholars will agree this second beast is the false prophet. It's not a nation. It's not a religion. It's a man. And he, that's a masculine pronoun. He, this second beast, I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns likened unto a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. This is the false prophet of Revelation 13. Now we're getting into this. Listen to this. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast. Who's the first beast? The Antichrist before him. And causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. So notice with the whole motive of the false prophet and his whole agenda is to lead people and point people to the first beast, which is the Antichrist. And it's to worship him and to pledge their allegiance to him. All this is important when we get to the mark of the beast, Revelation 13, 16 through 18. And he does great wonders so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceiveth them that dwell upon the earth and by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the first of the beast, saying to them that dwell upon the earth, and they should make an image to the beast. So it's the people of the earth. The people of the earth will make an image to the beast, and it's to the first beast. Again, the Antichrist, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not to worship the image of the beast should be killed. Now we get to Revelation 13, 16 through 18. There is two things that needs to be stressed and addressed in this segment. Number one, it all boils down to what you believe theologically speaking. Let me say that again. It all boils down to theologically what you believe. If you believe that we are currently present tense in the tribulation, then it is very easy for you to take scripture and force it to fit into your theological belief. Again, if you believe we are in the tribulation, then I have to ask you, where is the first and where is the second beast? Because you cannot have a mark of the beast. You can't have an image of the beast unless you have the beast and the second beast who's working with him to bring about this system. Now you say, why are you saying that? Because again, people are saying on the internet, on blogs, on YouTube, and even behind pulpits that the vaccination is the mark of the beast. So we're going to get to that in just a second. Secondly, if you do not believe that we're in the tribulation, then you can see where this cannot be the mark of the beast, because there is no false prophet right now speaking. There is no Antichrist right now speaking. And this system, therefore, cannot be in place. Now watch. Let me go down here to Revelation. I'm going to pull this back up. Bear with me. Let's pull this back up. Revelation 13, 16 through 18. Now, the he here and he causes. This is King James, and he causeth. This he is the false prophet, not the Antichrist. It's still in the fault. It's still speaking of the false prophet. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand, not their right arm, where you put a vaccine in their right hand, or in their foreheads. I've yet to see anyone put a needle in their forehead. I'm just saying. and that no man might buy or sell, save it he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Please remember this, because it's very important when we move on here in just a second. Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Now, let me start running through the facts about the mark of the beast, biblically speaking, not speculation, not conspiracy, and not opinions. Ready? The second beast, or the false prophet, is the one who issues the mark, not the Antichrist. These two major end time players both have to be in power in order to issue this system into humanity, which is, again, the system of the mark of the beast. Listen, facts, neither one of these two players, the false prophet or the Antichrist, are currently in power as we speak. Not to say that they are alive and in the earth, because they very well could be. But again, they are not currently in place, and they are not in power according to Revelation 13. These two major players will only come to power when humanity has entered into the great tribulation, which, again, in my opinion, we are not in. Now, again, if you are one who believes we are in the tribulation, and there's people out there that believe that, then it's going to be easy for you to make assumptions on who the Antichrist is and who the false prophet is. And trust me, guys, there's a lot of crazy opinions and speculations. People said Trump was the Antichrist. People said Obama was the Antichrist. And some people still believe Obama is the Antichrist. You have people that, it goes on and on and on. We could sit here for a whole, for 20 minutes and talk to you about all the candidates of past people of who the Antichrist was and who could have been and who's speculative, who was, and etc. So listen to this. All right. So number two, he causes all small, great, rich, poor, free, and slave to receive the mark of the beast. This mark, without this mark, you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade without yielding to and complying to this system. This system will be a global system, not just the United States of America. Let me say that again. The mark of the beast system that we read in Revelation 13 is global and not just one nation. Okay? Revelation 13, 7 and 8 says the authority will be given over every tribe, people, tongue, and nation will be given to the Antichrist and false prophet, and all who dwell on the earth will worship him. The mark of the beast will be tied to the authority and will be part of the worship given to the Antichrist. I personally believe it is heavily involved with the religion of the Antichrist. Let me say that again. I personally believe the mark of the beast, the number of the beast, or the number of his name will be in conjunction with the religion of the Antichrist. All right? Why do I say that? Because if, again, listen, everything that John saw in Revelation 13, we saw preludes of it through other prophets in history. For example, Daniel the prophet saw almost everything John the Revelator saw and wrote in the book of Revelation in the book of Daniel. Daniel saw seven empires. John saw eight empires, and eighth being the final beast empire that the Antichrist would rise out of. Daniel and John, you could put their prophecies together and almost identically they saw all the same thing, except there was portions of prophecy that was veiled from Daniel because God said, shut up the book until the time of the end. And then we get to the book of Revelation and he speaks to John and says that these things shall shortly come to pass. Okay? Number two, the image of the beast. We saw a prelude of this in the book of Daniel with Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar commanded the people to create an image and erect this image. And then at the sound of the music, all the nations and all the tribes and all the people would bow down and worship the image that was erected by the people. Well, what's it say in Revelation 13? It says the false prophet will command the people to erect the image, and the people will worship the image. See, listen, guys, Lucifer wanted worship all the way back in the beginning of this thing, and he's going to get it at the end of this thing for a short space of time. He will get what he always wanted, and he will be worshiped as God, 2 Thessalonians, because the Antichrist will declare himself as God and be as God and speak as God from the temple in Jerusalem, and he will only be given that authority for a short space until, come on, the true King of Kings and the Lord of Lords shows up. Now listen, mark, he causes all to receive a mark. The word mark here in Greek, this is extremely important. Mark is a Greek word, karagma, alluding to a stamp and an imprinted mark, and gives a picture of a stamp or a mark on the forehead or the right hand as the badge of followers of the Antichrist. This is one of the interpretations. Listen to this. A mark that was branded upon horses. All right, or an insignia. That's important. All right. Now, early church fathers, let me give you this little bit of history here. Early church fathers and even people today have tried to use a system called gematria to unlock the hidden name of the Antichrist veiled in humanity by using a sequence of Hebrew letters and numbers to come up with 666, and they take individuals' names. For example, Nero was a huge candidate for the Antichrist that many of the early church fathers thought that he wasn't, even preterists today who don't even believe that they basically believe all the events of Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21 were all past tense, and they believe that Nero was the Antichrist. And many of them used this gematria system, and they came up with Nero being the Antichrist. But the only problem with that theory is Nero committed suicide at the age of 27. So, hello, he couldn't have been the Antichrist. So I always tell people, you need to get away from that kind of goofy stuff. The Bible codes and all this stuff, guys, it's going to lead you astray. Now, I want to pull something up here just as a point of reference while I talk about this. I'll give you a little bit of a visual. All through history, listen to me, all through history, as technology has advanced, believers around the world has speculated, and some have firmly believed, they have written books, they have written blogs, they have YouTube channels, conspiracy channels, and they preach behind pulpits, et cetera, that everything from, look at your screen if you're watching this visually, if you're watching or listening by podcast, everything from barcodes, the Seventh Day Adventists believe the mark of the beast is Sunday worship, credit cards, RFID chips. Come on. Even the World Wide Web, WWW. The English letter W in Hebrew is the letter Vav, the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Therefore, when someone goes to their computer and they type in WWW, you're actually putting in, according to the Hebrew alphabet, 666. But the problem is Revelation 13 says that it's 666, not 666. So again, And here's another thing. The Antichrist is referred to with masculine pronouns. He, him, his, not a system. There is the system of the Antichrist, but there is the Antichrist. But again, let me say this again. Barcodes, Sunday worship, credit cards, worldwide web, RFID chips. And now today in 2021, you've got a whole group of individuals now that are saying that the vaccine, which, by the way, vaccines are not new, guys. Vaccines have been around since 1800s. Research it. And there's a lot of, and I'm even seeing this on Facebook, people are reciting stuff on internet blogs that is just not true. I know people in the healthcare industry. My own wife is in healthcare. And I've asked them, is it possible to put a vaccine in an injectable microchip? And every one of them said, no, currently it is not possible because it won't survive it. Hello, guys. Why do you think they when you get the vaccine, they have to pull it out of a freezer because it can't reach a certain degree or certain temperature because it will die. It will no longer be effective. So again, it sounds good and it preaches a good conspiracy theory and it'll get you a lot of followers on Facebook and YouTube and make you very notable. But we have to stick to the scriptures. Now, listen, I'll be the first one to tell you if technology changes and this thing advances and later down the road, a week from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, 3 years from now, they're able to produce this kind of technology and make this injectable, whatever. I'll be the first one to humble myself and tell you I was wrong. But until then, I stick with the scriptures. Revelation 13, 17, that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Listen, the mark will be required and enforced global law. Let me say that again. The mark will be a required and enforced global law, and no one will be exempt. Let me say this. This mark of the beast in Revelation 13 appears to possibly hold more of an allegiance to the, again, I said this earlier, to the religion or the faith of the Antichrist and completely centers around him, not health, not a virus, not an infirmity, and not a sickness. Now, before y'all get mad at me and cut me off, I want to emphasize to you, I told you at the beginning of this, I don't believe that the vax is the mark of the beast, but I believe that it's preparing and conditioning society to receive the mark of the beast. Yes, absolutely. So before you get mad and turn me off, come on. I'm probably pretty sure that we're all on the same page for the most part, but we'll probably differ in some of this. All right, finally, number three, the mark of the beast is placed, according to your Bible, in the closest to the original translation, 1611, King James translation of the Bible. In the Greek, it says the mark of the beast will be placed in the right hand. Again, no one that I am aware of is getting vaccines put in their right hand. Guys, again, people are forcing this to fit the scripture. No, I've never seen anyone get a vaccine in their right hand. Oh, no, I wanted to get it in my left hand. No, sir. You have to get my left arm. No. You've got to get it in your right hand. Never seen it. Not happening. In the right hand and or, listen, in the forehead. Now, I guarantee you, no one watching, listening, has ever went to your local clinic, CVS, pharmacy, hospital, Minute Clinic, whatever, and said, I need a vaccine. And they said, I've got one right here. Just hold still and squint your eyes because I'm going to shoot it in your forehead. It's never happened. Listen. Here's another key. According to Revelation 13 and Revelation 20, let me read Revelation 20, verse 4. John the Revelator says, I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of the testimony of Jesus and because of the word of God, and those who had not worshiped the beast or his image and had not received the mark upon their forehead and upon their head or their hand. So here in Revelation 20, John says that those who reject the mark of the beast in Revelation 13 will be beheaded. Now, nobody is being beheaded if they refuse to get vaccinated. Hello? Now, again, what are we talking? What did I say at the beginning of this? Is this the mark? I don't believe it is. Is it conditioning and preparing people for this in the future? Yes, absolutely. And I'll explain that in just a minute. Revelation 14, 11 says, and the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever, and they have no rest day and night, those who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receives the mark of his name. Again, listen to this. According to what John saw and what he was revealed in Revelation 20 and in Revelation 14, especially Revelation 14, he says those who receive the mark of the beast have, listen to me, have pledged their allegiance to the Antichrist, and therefore they are damned and doomed to hell, and there can be no redemption, and their ultimate fate is the lake of fire. Friends, this is what fires me up, and it absolutely makes me sick to my stomach when people write to me and email me and message me and call me and text me and say, oh, Brother Ricky, my grandmother had to get the vaccine, or so-and-so had to get it because he's required to by his job and he had to get the vaccine. Is he doomed to hell? No, because it's not the mark of the beast, guys. Listen, we're not going to be sick. And there, can I tell you something? When this thing really comes down the pike, if you have the Holy Spirit of God in you, you're going to know. There's not going to be this great rift in the body of Christ. There's not going to be people over here saying, oh, I wonder if this is the mark of the beast. I wonder who the Antichrist is. I wonder who the false prophet is. According to Thessalonians, the Apostle Paul said, you're going to know who he is. You, my brethren, are not in darkness that this day should overtake you. You're going to know who it is. There's not going to be all this ignorance. I hope there's not going to be this much ignorance in the body of Christ. Now, let me close with this. Why do I believe this is conditioning society for the mark of the beast? The answer is simple, because there is coming a system that will be controlled by a man who will be the Antichrist, and he will work with another individual called the false prophet. And together, globally, they will acquire a system which will require all the citizens of humanity to comply, or they will not buy, sell, or trade lest they conform, unless they pledge their allegiance to the Antichrist and his religion, whatever that religion is, and we could speculate on that, and it will be done, and you will be branded. Somehow you will be branded on your forehead or your right hand with an insignia that will identify yourself to an allegiance to the Antichrist. Guys, listen, God marked Cain. When Cain killed Abel, he marked him. He put a mark on him, according to your Bible. There's 144,000 that will be marked by God, by the name of God. So again, this is a counterfeit. This is why I'm telling you, this mark of the beast is not about a needle. It's about an allegiance to who your God is. God marks those who he is with his name, and Satan has always wanted to counterfeit what God has, and he is going to set up a system. He's going to declare himself as God. He's going to invade Jerusalem. He's going to invade the Temple Mount. He's going to declare himself as God. He's going to have a system where the humanity will worship him, and he's going to know who has pledged their allegiance to him by the mark on their head or on their right hand. So that's my take on this today. And again, I know we're going to have a lot of disagreements, but listen, I had a lot of people got mad at me at the last election. Well, so-and-so said Trump's going to win the election. Well, brother, are you calling them a false prophet? Well, 25 so-called prophets in the body of Christ have all said that Trump's going to win the election. And I said, if he wins it, good. If he don't, then what does the Bible say about those individuals? And I'm telling you, people got mad at me. People unfollowed us. I'm never listening to you again. So listen, it won't be the first time. If this made you angry and it infuriated you, listen, I have told you, if things change down the road, I will be the first to humble myself and tell you I was wrong. But let me close with this. Until I see, and personally, I don't believe I'm going to be here to see the Antichrist come to power. Because according to my Bible in Thessalonians, Paul said there's a restrainer that's going to be there, and he's preventing the Antichrist from coming into power. But when the restrainer was removed, then the Antichrist, then the son of perdition, the man of sin, will take his place, his position, and his office. And then the false prophet will come to power. And then they will work together. And then they will issue this mark. So until that time, I'm going to stick with what I believe. Listen, you can believe that or you don't believe that. It don't really matter to me. Do what you want to do with it. And all I'm saying is be prepared, be prayed up. And listen, please don't ask me, well, what do you think about it? Listen, that's between you, your family, and God. And I want to say this, let this record be known. I personally am not an anti-vaxxer, but does that mean I'm going to take this? No. I'm going to do my own research. Listen, out of wisdom, guys, I can't freely speak my opinion because social media won't even let me anyway. So it don't matter. So that's why I'm not speaking upon my opinion on the health ramifications of this thing today. I'm speaking on a biblical ramifications of this thing. I hope that makes sense. So again, you got to pray. You got to get in the word and you got to seek the Lord on what you and your family is going to do. So again, guys, let me give you some information on how to follow our site. And then I've got some announcements. So hang on. Don't go anywhere just yet. Endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You can see that right there on your screen. That's our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you're going to find us. Again, if you've not downloaded our free app, if you've not subscribed yet, please do that. Get that into your hands. It's available on Apple. It's available on Android. The website, please bookmark it, subscribe to it, get it into your hands. Be familiar with it so you can keep up with all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. As always, guys, please hit the yes on the push notification so you can be informed of all of our headlines and all of our news as we send them out and as you get them. We appreciate you guys, again, keeping up with our ministry to do that. As always, we want to give you an opportunity. If you've not yet prayed about becoming a partner, you can do that. Two different ways. You can give electronically or you can give by check or money order. And again, we always appreciate your partnership and your support to continue, help us to continue doing what we're doing. And again, you can give electronically through the app or through the main website. You can give check or money order at End Time Headlines PO Box 1391. That's Monroe, Georgia 30655. Again, thank you so much for your prayers and your partnership and support of the ministry. Real quick, guys, we've got a full lineup this week. So We're going to be back on it. We may be back tomorrow. We may go 5 days this week because we've got a huge lineup this week. We're the Tesh Shuvah. What in the world is Tesh Shuvah? We're going to talk about that. That begins this month. We're going to talk about why that's significant. And then we're going to talk about why you need, I want to encourage you. Many call Tesh Shuvah or August, the month of answered prayer. We're going to join together in our faith. And many of you guys are praying and believing for miracles and breakthroughs. This is the month to do that. I'm going to give you a strategy and a battle plan to do that, what me and my family are going to do. And I want to give you some scripture on that and what to believe. And then I'm going to share with you the three greatest miracles that I've ever seen in my life and how we prayed those through and how the Lord brought those in our life. So this is a whole lineup. And then we've also got a prophetic viewpoint on deck. Another event or situation that's unfolding that we're going to talk about. So we've got a whole lineup this week. So get ready. It's going to be an exciting week. It's going to be an informative week, and it's going to be a faith building week. So don't miss it. School starts for us this week, and this has given me a little bit of free time to be able to do more messages. So I want to take advantage of that and run with that as much as possible. And I know you guys appreciate our ministry and what we do and the information that we give out. So again, we love you guys. God bless you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.